that the Shape of Water couldn't catch it. The argument that I will make against The Shape of Water is that a science fiction film has never, ever, ever won Best Picture.
And it will be very unlikely that it ever will.
This, by the way, is why Get Out won't win. Because Get Out is too much of a traditional horror film.
It has to be something very edgy.
But what about the Lord of the Rings? One of those won, I think the last one, won Best Picture.
But that was an achievement award for the trilogy.
Too much of fantasy
and that's also based on an acclaimed book series.
Yeah.
That makes it different. If it was an original screenplay, then it would be different.
It's not science fiction. It's fantasy. I think Three Billboards is your safe pick in that category. That is just about all the time we have for tonight.
Tis indeed.
On the Towel, Mikey D, coming your way in just a couple of seconds with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Molly, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Molly. It was fun having you.
Next year, I'll remember that I have a hot mic.
We will see you in 7 months for Thanksgiving.
Shay
Spillane.
I love you all. Always a pleasure. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Don't forget the Oscars are on this coming Sunday night on ABC. Until next time, don't forget. You know what? I've forgotten because I have not loaded the On the Town with Mikey D CD.
But what he was going to say is stay safe, everybody.
I can't even say that because I've still got to choose one of these things. On the Town, Mikey D is starting right now. Believe it or not, it's going to happen. I pressed the wrong button. Joel is in here looking at me. Shay's making noise. Until next time. Stay safe, everybody.
91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple. That's the way to do it. New Rick O'Kasich.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all the competing schools.
91.5 WMFO. Jason Lane hosting On the Town with Mikey D. Gonna start the show off with the Daisies. Brand new demo from them. It's called Picture of a Former Past.
I'm back to feel the coldness of your kiss. I'm back to show you everything is fine. I wanna show you how I've done my time. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and get you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be. I'm back to see the dawning of the day. I'm back and I won't let you get away. I'm back to show you that I'm still in charge. I wanna show you how I'm living large. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and get you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be. Turns me on. I could lighten up for you. I could lighten up for you. I guess. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and get you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be. Makes me crazy. Everything you do just turns me on. I could lighten up for you. I could lighten up for you. I guess.
It's Mr. Matt York. MattYork.bandcamp.com. On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. Before that, Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling, their latest episode 16. I can't believe they're already up to episode 16. Once Upon a Time, starting things off with the Daisies. Have Josh Buckley in studio. We're going to talk with him for a little bit, and he's going to play some tracks for us. But for now, one of our local heroes, Thalia Zadek, her track Illumination off her record Eve.
pressed to the pillow. Curve of your hips beneath my hands. I could fall asleep remembering when you said I was your man. And like some stranger in a hallway or an airplane in the sky, I could stay up all night wondering if I ever cross your mind. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies, at telling lies, at telling lies. It's a colder wind that's blowing, and I can barely find the words. Just the boy and all his anger at a New York City girl. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies.
It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time and have a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We do have that weather coming on Friday, so I thought that might be appropriate.
station on the Gemini station. Wait, baking the same again. I'm on the Gemini with Gemini.
Great. It's like a an intro for you fellas. On the town with Mikey D.
We'll fix it in
on the town with Mikey D, Jason Lane, 91.5 WMFO. I have Mr. Josh Buckley in the studio.
Hey, what's going on?
And he's so infamous that he has his own MC with him.
Yeah.
Jason Metz.
A hype man.
So tell me about your relationship. I mean, that artists don't usually bring in an MC, so it's impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's we're hyena brothers. Yeah, and it's just something in the blood.
Yeah,
they're just yeah. It makes sense.
It does.
It makes sense.
Well, it's impressive. Anyway, tell us a bit about your who you are, and you know the type of music you play, and kind of a quick synopsis of you as a musician, because you started in Boston, and then
I did.
I
started in Seattle.
Oh, you started in Seattle, and then came to Boston.
Yeah.
Then stole away to Austin, and then arrived back here.
For a week. Yeah.
All right. So tell us about that.
I grew up here in Boston, or outside of Boston, and went to Emerson. And as I said, I just want to say it's great to be back in an actual radio station with actual records and stuff. I feel like it's it's just good.
Yeah,
it's hopeful.
And for our listeners, tens of thousands of records. I mean, they're everywhere.
No, it's no joke. I don't want to it's awesome. It's you see the Stones tongue. It's just, this is great. It's just like, it's so good to know that. Like, because I've been talking college radio up a lot this week, just because you're saying I grew up on REM and all those bands that were I had the Beatles and the Stones, of course, but those bands were more current than our bands,
right?
And so to come back and see that, it's great because
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you mentioned Hyena before, I was like, oh, is that an REM reference?
Yeah, that's my favorite record of theirs.
Excellent. So you have some songs that you want to play for us.
Sure, yeah, I got a new record coming out tomorrow. Or it's Friday, but the release is tomorrow. And the name of the album's called Las Cruces.
And where could they find your music? Is there a website you want to plug? Or?
Sure, rumbarrecords.com. That's the label, Rumbar.
How do you spell that?
Ooh.
R-U-M-B-A-R?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rumbar Records. And then you can get there. You can get in all the local stores, iTunes, every online presence. And then or you get at the show tomorrow night.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I certainly do, and that's why we have you guys on.
Cool.
So let's hear Josh Buckley.
All right, thank you. I'm gonna do a song called Bakersfield.
You just cried.
your life, leaving my hair back in my world again. There's you down. Now you know how wrong I was. On the way back to Bakersfield, I let you
Josh Buckley, 91.5 WMFO on the town with Mikey D. That one called Bakersfield, I take it?
Bakersfield, yeah. It's the first, that's the first song off the record.
Excellent. Yeah. And what's the name of that record again?
Las Cruces.
Las Cruces.
Mm-hmm.
And that drops tomorrow.
Friday.
Friday.
The
apologies.
The party is tomorrow. The release party is tomorrow. And it feels great. You know, I recorded it about... like 2 years ago, I think, and at that time I was unsigned and everything was on me financially, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It took a little bit to get it done. The actual recording of the album took like 2 days. It was the most fun I've ever had in the studio, in the sense that just the guys I was playing with, we've known each other and played with each other for so long that it was just it was magical, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just 75% of the record was recorded completely live, just live takes, you know. And to have the meeting with Justin Douglas, who runs and operates the studio, but also, you know, his production, you know, it's like you always say, like, you know, who's producing the record? He's like, well, you should be producing the record. You just make sure the engineer has got soul.
Right.
Know? And that's exactly what happened. And then it was, it was one of those meetings where he recognized what I was trying to do, and he was really down with it. And when you have someone like that in your corner, like while you're making the record, it just brings out a whole other proficiency, I think, with everybody.
Right.
You know?
Who set you up with your producer / engineer? Is it someone you worked with your whole life?
It was, it's funny. It was Converse sneakers.
Oh,
I won like a free day in the studio.
Wonderful. Yeah, and that's a huge deal for a lot of local bands.
Yeah, right. So Rubber Tracks, right?
Yeah, Rubber Tracks.
And so, you know, I was broke making the record, but I was also broke before making the record. So,
right.
So like a free day in the studio, you know, I had no plans on making a record, but like that first day was so much fun, and like it was just obvious that it was time, you
now
know? And
your records, it involves a full band usually, or is it just you with a handful of other musicians?
Oh, I see.
Just kind of doing like an ambience to your singer songwriter style.
I mean, what do you say?
I mean you have a full, you kind of do it both. You do it by yourself, you have a full band a lot of times, you kind of you straddle that line between, and you got that old school Neil Young feel where you're like, I can do it sitting by myself in a chair, or I can have two guitarists and full band and in your face.
Yeah. And I think it's like one of those things where, it's tough sometimes, especially when you're in a playing or out of a town like Austin, where it's, you know, it's the live capital music, or the live music capital, you know, the world, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true in a sense where Like you could go to like a pet store and there's a band playing. You
right.
know, like it's.
You is know, that what lured you to Austin?
Yeah.
To begin with?
Yeah, I wanted to play. I was tired of like clubs telling me when I couldn't play. I was like, man, I gotta get good.
I gotta go to the city where you can play in a pet store and have a built-in crowd of 30 people.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that.
And animals.
I'm not saying that was here in Boston. I'm just saying that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in Austin, you can kind of, they understand what you're trying to do and they make it easier for you, actually.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I agree. I know that there's other markets and other cities that make it like very accommodating to play live shows.
Yeah.
And there's just not a lot of geographical space in Boston anymore, especially, you know, we have a lot of venues closing here, and it's tough.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you got to move elsewhere.
I just saw, and I haven't verified, but I saw on Facebook right before we came in that Ryle's is closing now.
Yeah. After 25 years.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is.
Sorry, I'm just asking for my water.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. You could have just asked out loud.
I know, it's weird.
He was mouthing, I need my water. I can't talk anymore. Well, if you're filling up on water, I guess that means you're going to be doing another song for us.
I sure could.
We'd love that. And we're really enjoying it here.
Thanks.
And again, could you plug your show for us?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Jace, do you want to
Oh, sure. I mean, that's kind of why I'm here, right?
Exactly.
The hype man. I'm like your
impressive.
You're Mr. Fuji.
My Don Barker.
Jimmy the Mouth of the South Park.
See? It all makes sense.
Tomorrow 8 p.m. at Thunder Road. Tickets are available online and at the door. It is going to be starting off with the Wolf Sisters and then the Blue Ribbons. And then Josh Buckley, the CD release party.
Excellent.
Your band tomorrow is Tyler James Kelly from the Silks.
Yes, it is.
James Rohr from the Blue Ribbons.
Affirmative.
Chris Anzalone from Everything.
He, as far as I know.
And Jeremy Moses Curtis.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, batting 1,000, Jason Metz.
He's good. See?
Yeah.
See?
On the Town with Mikey D, I'm Jason Lane, 91.5 WMFO, Josh Buckley.
Sorry. It's one of them tricky tunes.
No, we love when... Tuning. You have a lot of musicians listening, so we appreciate that.
It's the number one cover song of all time, Tuning. Everybody does it.
I think Jim Croce did that one first. Or maybe John Fahey.
Oh, John Fahey. Yeah. Now we're talking. I love listening to his shows, and he was just so drunk, and he just burped. Like, starts yelling at the demons that he's like seeing.
Bloodshot eyes. Yeah.
That he's seeing in his whatever. Sorry. This is a song called Devil Slide, and I wrote a lot of this record. I wrote a lot of it when I was on tour. I had an album come out in 2015 called Blind Side of the Heart, and you know, I wanted to tour for it, and I didn't have any support or anything. I was just like, well, I'm gonna do it anyway. And I bought a Subaru and just hit the road for about 6 weeks. That was my first real big tour and solo. And it was a wonderful experience. And I was driving through Utah and I came upon this town called Echo. And it's just this, like, imagine like a ghost town on Mars. Mm. And that it was this one of those, it was one of those places you drive through it in about 3 minutes probably, and it's just like abandoned motels, and like you don't know what went down there, but you just know it was just imagine all the scandal and tabloids and all that stuff, and it's like yeah, it happened there.
Mm.
Yeah. And but at the same time it was beautiful, and it had a real, I don't know, but I drove through it, and then I ended up with this song, and it's called Devil Slide. There was a big rock there, and the name of the rock was Devil Slide. I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm gonna sing a song about a big rock, but I'm gonna use the name for sure. Thank you.
rupees to the slot machine. Dust to dust, loans and TVs, before the borderline, before the chariot ride, before the arches stare.
Josh Buckley, Devil Slide.
Yeah, it's a song called Devil Slide.
You really got it. You know, I'm glad you set it up with the, you know, the origin of the song, because it really puts you there.
Yeah,
when you're listening
it's,
to
it's,
it.
It's, you know, it's one of those things where I'm, you know, I'm a firm believer in. And there's certain songs I think that, you know, you're just, you know, a little more autobiographically attached to. You know, like when he's like, "Oh, I wrote this song," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other songs that just, you know, it's a, you're given, you know, and like, that's just, I mean, that's just the ones you want. You
right.
Know? Because it's what music's just supposed to do, I think, you know, is bring us together.
I you agree.
Know? Otherwise, you're just
that's why
complaining.
You do, yeah.
And you're spending a lot of time to complain, you know.
That's why money. You do what you do, we do what we do.
Yeah. No, it's
a community.
Yeah, it is. And you know, like, I mean,
we're therapy for each other.
That's, you know, it's funny with Justin, the engineer producer, there, you know, there were times when, you know, you'd be recording and of course, you know, you if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it and you're gonna bear your soul to it, hopefully, you know. And sometimes you're like, you know, and like, you know, stuff can get heated at times and you know you gotta keep yourself in check, because it's one of those things where, like, yes, you know, you have come with this idea or whatever, and it's, but you know there's a lot of whether you like it or not, there's a lot of hands in the bowl, you know, and there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen and stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta, and you can't do it by yourself. You know, you gotta remember that, and you gotta stay focused and humble and grateful. And sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do. And, but you know, I was talking with, so you, I would periodically just check in with Justin, being like, hey, am I being a dick? You know, like, and he'd been, you know, and he normally said, no, I wasn't. And I, you know, and I don't think it was because I was paying him. I think he was, because he knew I was being forthright and me asking him. So, but you know,
I'm sure
but,
he's dealt with some
yeah,
dicks.
But, and that's what he said. And he's like, and he's like, he, and I was like, sorry, man, I don't mean to like, you know, put you in this position or something. And he was all like, no, man, he's like, you gotta understand, like, 75% of my job is therapist. You know?
Yeah.
And it's true because, you know, he sees that stuff every day, you know?
Josh Buckley.
Yeah.
New record.
This
drums.
Is so much fun.
Yeah, we thank you for stopping by. New record
thank
Friday.
You. Jason, do you want to say some stuff?
I don't really have much else to say.
Jason's,
tomorrow, we'll see what happens tomorrow. That's the whole thing.
Jason's a writer.
Yeah.
He is. He's a writer. And he's got a dog named Carl.
Carl. That's adorable.
Yeah, well, the good thing about having a dog named Carl in the Boston area is not everybody can pronounce it, so that's kind of... What's your dog's name, Carl? Kyle?
Kyle. Or it's like Carl.
Like Kyle? No, I think like what you're hearing is everyone's just so amazed. Kyle? Like,
hi, he's
a,
Carl.
He's a 90-pound bulldog.
Josh Buckley, the Blue Ribbons, and the Wolf Sisters.
Yes.
Tomorrow at Thunder Road, new record, Las Cruces, drops Friday.
Yes, it does. And I'm
my capacity
excited.
For remembering things is improved, I see.
You did pretty well.
Thank you.
You could probably do my job tomorrow.
I don't know, well, man.
Did you want to bring us out with one more?
Sure, yeah. I'll do...
And we'll say goodbye before you go out, and we'll go right into another song after that.
I don't want to think about saying goodbye.
We'll
just say, how about
we'll just say, see you tomorrow at Thunder Road.
Oh, yeah, okay. That sounds nice.
All right. Josh Buckley.
I'm going to do a song called Old Glory, and I wrote this on the previous tour I was talking about. It was my first day, and I was going to play. My first show was at Cactus Records in Houston, and I was psyched. I was pumped. I'm like, cool, my first show is a CD store or a record store, like an in-store, you know, in Houston. That's badass. Like, you know, ZZ Top's from Houston. Or yeah, and yeah. And I was driving out there, and it's a much nicer drive than, say, going to Dallas or San Antonio. It's a smaller kind of rural country, you know, highway. And it was one of those, like, mid-March, so it was really nice, not too hot yet, but it was like everything was in bloom, and it was just clutch. And so I'm going east, and then coming up on the horizon is like this gaggle of like Harley bikers and their ladies, and there was, I don't know, probably about 50 to 100 of them. Wow. Just roaring, and it was like a wave of just badassery, you know. And like, I remember just like as a kid, and it's like, I don't know, I was always just like, I'm way too clumsy, I'm like Pee Wee Herman, and I would be off that thing in a hot second, but god dang it, do I want to be one of you guys, you
exactly.
know. And and I'm there with you in spirit, you know. And because they represent, you know, a time when I was younger, and it was just like, and it was just great. And so I saw, and it was just like it was a great image. So at first I was gonna make this big like American song and yada yada, and then I think I was like, and one of the things in all seriousness about Jason is he's wonderful, because I can text him at like 4 a.m. an idea, and he 9 out of 10 times will eventually always get back to me.
Eventually, yeah.
Which is great, because you know, it's like, you don't want someone to just to get back to you right away. Like, oh, I heard it, yeah, it's fine. You know, he actually takes the time, and he's a contemporary, and he's wonderful. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, and you can, the way to thank me best is royalties. So,
well, yeah, royalties. He's such a jerk, and royalties owes everybody money. Freaking Mr. Royal DTs. So this is a song called
Old Glory.
And before you start, we want to thank you for coming by.
Hey, thank you guys. Yeah. This is a lot great. Of
fun. Jason, yeah. thank you.
Please have me back because I'll intern just to hang out.
It smells good in here, right?
I'll absolutely. Get you guys coffee.
It smells old.
It's the moldy oldies.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Josh Buckley, 91.5.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you very much. And please come out tomorrow at Thunder Road. As I said, we got Wolf Sister starting around 8:30. And then the Blue Ribbons, who I can't say enough about. They're dear, dear friends of mine, all of them. And just their musicianship is out of this world.
Fully stocked, full price bar.
Yeah. It's
zero specials.
It's set for either success or disaster.
Well, the acts are the specials.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there you go. And I'll have CDs for sale, T-shirts for sale. All right, and it's a song called Old Glory.
And leather, rumble and the freedom blues. Strapped to them are their old ladies they love for a day or two.
What happened to that?
I ain't gonna lie, it wasn't paradise on a
Sam in the blackout and mad people died. Yankees won the title and we ate Reggie bars. Burned down buildings, broken glass, that's the backyard. Yo, it was a trip. If your car broke down, then your car got stripped. In 10 minutes flat off to the chop shop. Nobody saw nothing if you came from the block. Grandmaster Flash and Grandmaster Caz. Loop and break beats, it was sleight of hand, yeah. And Mr. Magic on the box, we would pop and lock and up rock. Never, nope, not to settle a dispute. The ladies of the 80s know ill repute. This is way before when the worst thing to be was whack.
What happened to that? What happened to that? What happened to that?
Here's how it's going down. I'm an East Coast rapper with the West Coast sound. So if you don't know, then you better know now. I know a couple homies out in Boston. I know a couple plugs down in Cape Cod. I pray to God, my homie Detox. Lord knows that I need him to stay alive. Or stay outside, cause we fantasized about some fatter accounts and better credit lines. The money's not the main motivator, but the Grammy trophy happens to be golden plated. I've calculated and coordinated the point of how far we gotta go to make it. From the beats to the shows, everything's self-orchestrated, and the city's still for the taking. And here's how it's going down. I'm an East Coast rapper with the West Coast sound.